Get ready to rumble because it is this week's edition of the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Class Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, distributing of all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Brazos Valley Roller Derby coming up at the Silver Wings Ballroom, and we'll be talking about that tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Welcome to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. I'm your host, the sports doc, Ed Pothel. And as always, Heine Manush and his all-star band in studio along with our sports line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, here on the Brenham Sports Line. Again, brought to you by Budweiser and Classic Care Cleaners. We're joining you a day late this week because, well, I was on vacation, just got back this morning here on the air. Glad you could join us. And coming up this Saturday night at Silver Wings Ballroom, it's going to be a special treat. Brazos Valley Roller Derby is in town, taking on the San Marcos River Rollers. And now joining us from Brazos Valley Roller Derby is Sarah Quiros. And Sarah, welcome to the Sports Line.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be around.
Well, great to have you here. And we're going to talk about what people are going to see when they come on out to Silver Wings this weekend. And, of course, when people think of roller derby, they think back to, you know, what I used to watch back in the 70s and the old roller derby. It has changed a bit, though, hasn't it?
It is, yeah. It is, at its core, it's still the same. It's a female-dominated, it's a full-contact sport. We like to explain it to little kids as a little bit like football, but we don't have a ball. We actually use a person as a ball, so that kind of paints a little bit of a picture. There's no more elbowing each other in the face. That's actually a penalty now, but there's still plenty of hard hits.
and of course, anybody that's watched it on television and had a chance to see what modern roller derby is, there's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, but y'all have kind of done away with kind of the stupid skits like hitting people over the head with chairs and things like that.
The pageantry's a little bit, yeah. Yeah, it's not so much with the cheekiness and the, it got a little WWE there for a little while with the storylines and stuff. And now we're actually, we're a fully sanctioned sport. We actually have a U.S. team. They actually went to Australia this year and competed in the World Cup over there. So it's actually a pretty, it's on the level now. It's very regimented. There's lots of rules and regulations. And so it's a genuine sport now.
And anybody that's seen some of the reports they've seen on shows like NBC Reports and things like that on some of the network TVs, it really has blossomed in popularity. It really has become a pretty big time deal.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you gotta. I'm not from Texas. I'm a Minnesotan, but I gotta go with the God Bless Texas on this one because it was actually kind of rebirthed in Austin, Texas, and it just really just caught on like wildfire. And there's the teams that in California, they've always been there and they got rebooted. And And yeah, pretty roller derbies in pretty much every state, actually, including Alaska. So roller derbies all over the place now.
And talk a little bit about for the people that aren't familiar with roller derby. Talk about some of the rules, some of the things. You know, how is it scored, and what are some of the things that you know that folks are going to see Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely. So there will be five people for each side on the track. There will be four blockers and one jammer. The blockers are basically like your linemen. We create a barrier for, we don't want their jammer to come through, and we want to help our jammers to get through. The jammers are the ones that are going to score all the points. So if we can get our jammer through while stopping theirs, then we could potentially get 4 points every time she gets around that track and breaks back through. So important to have a strong group of gals on your line there, because you want to make sure that they can hold off the other team while still busting holes through to help your jammer break through. There's shoulder hits, hip hits. We use everything from the knees up to the neck. You can't kick anybody, like I said. You can't headbutt anybody. That's frowned upon. You can't go elbowing anybody in the spine or anything like that. But all other contact is totally legal. Plenty of people accidentally do get hit in the face, but as long as it wasn't on purpose, you're all good.
and one thing that I think is kind of neat is that brings this to, you know, the common folks, is that y'all are working people. This isn't this isn't your profession. And
yeah, no, the actually, I think probably I agree with you. Maybe the coolest thing about roller derby is this is definitely a passion for all of us. We have everyone from all walks of life, and that's why you get a derby name. Once you hit that track and you're a representative for your team, you actually have that derby name. Like, they call me La Chancla. Sarah is left outside, and La Chancla hits that track. We have school teachers. We have quite a few PhDs. We have a pastor, a hairstylist, stay-at-home moms. We have everything you can possibly think of. It really just runs the gamut from one side to the other on people that fell in love with roller derby.
And you mentioned your nickname and La Chancla. And now, anybody that knows the history of that, you don't want to get hit by La Chancla, do you?
Oh, no, no. I didn't want the name, actually. they say that the derby name picks you, and it did. My husband came up with it, and it stuck really hard. And everyone's like, you fly really fast and you hit really hard, so you're going to be La Chancla. So. So I guess it stuck. I like to hit pretty hard, so I guess I'll keep them in line.
Now, y'all had a chance earlier, a few days ago, to check out Silver Wings. What do you think about the setup?
We absolutely love Silver Wings. It's our home away from home. Jimbo's fantastic over there. We can't get enough of him. He's so nice and accommodating, and he's always quick to help. And I mean, just the venue itself is really neat. It's a full-size track, which for us, we don't have a full-size venue yet. So when we get to play on a full-size track, we get pretty excited, because you can get some pretty good speed on a full-size track that you can't get on a three-quarter track. So if you see some of us flying around the corner with a big smile on our face, because we're excited, we're finally getting to go around full size.
And it's a very affordable night out. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. And what I like is the veterans and kids under 10 get in for free.
Absolutely. We definitely want to pay as much tribute as we can to our veterans. So any and all veterans, if you got that veteran ID on your license or what have you, just flash it at the door and you don't pay a dime. And we know how it is. You know, you got two or three little kids and you still want to go do something fun. I mean, that gets a little pricey. So 10 and under are completely free, and they will still enjoy it. This is something that all ages can really enjoy.
And you're going to be going against the San Marcos River Rollers. And talk about the River Rollers. Is there like a rivalry here?
No. Actually, maybe I should tell you that there is. Like, oh, yeah, we're out for blood. Truthfully, they are an incredible group of girls. Some of our girls have gone down there to skate with them down in San Marcos. Some of us are actually going to go down and skate with them again on the 29th. So we enjoy them a lot. That stays between us. You know, we don't want to let them know that we like them, because we're going to convince them that they're going down. So hopefully
right.
They're not listening.
All right. And how many, kind of a ballpark figure, how many teams are there around this area that take part?
Oh, heaven, a lot. There's Conroe. There's multiple, in and out of the Houston area. They're in New Caney. Between here and Austin, there's quite a few. There's the East Texas Roller Girls. There's quite a few more leagues than you probably think there is.
All right. And one thing that I thought was neat was when we got the little press release here, Lee, your director of marketing, said that you are a derby badass.
Oh, so sweet. Aw, top shelf. What a girl she is. Well, I like to think so. My kids would disagree with you. They don't think I'm cool or bad in any way. I like to think that I am. The thing about derby is, you know, they really become your family, become your sisters. You know, you become friends with these people that you wouldn't probably ordinarily hang out with. I didn't know any PhDs before derby. And so they really become your family. And so since it's a full contact sport, you're going to protect them at all costs. if it means throwing myself in front of you, then so be it. So I think any one of them would do it for me too.
All right. And before we let you go, we do want to tell the folks, if they want to find out more about the Brazos Valley Roller Derby, they can check you all out on Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. Our Facebook is a fantastic way to hook up with us when we do social events, like when we headed out to Silver Wing. Everyone's invited to that stuff. When we skate in downtown Bryan, they do a First Friday thing, and every third Thursday we're down there too. So we'll let you know where we're at if you just want to come hang out with the team, have a beer with us, depending on where we're at. Like, everyone's always welcome. We love it when people just want to come and just skate or hang out, or you don't have to skate. You can just run after us if you like.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're looking forward to it, and I cannot wait to get on out to Silver Wings Saturday night to watch y'all take on the River Rollers.
Absolutely. It's going to be amazing. We're really, really excited.
All right. Well, we're excited, too, because there's about four or five of us here at the radio station are planning on being there Saturday night. So
right,
we can't wait.
That's fantastic. Well, I'll give you a big shout out.
All right. And by the way, later on in the program, Lee sent us a couple of four packs. We'll be giving away those four packs here a little later on tonight here on the show. So,
fantastic.
And again, we want to thank Lee for helping us out to set this all up. And Sarah, we appreciate it. Or should I say La Chancla? Thanks an awful lot.
Oh, you better call me La Chancla or you'll pay for that later. So.
All right.
I know where you're going to be on Saturday.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a ton of fun. And thanks an awful lot for being with us tonight.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll see you then.
All right. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're heading back out to Craig, Montana at the Putt to Cure MS.
Hello. Would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your location.
There's enough artificial in the world. That's why Michelob Ultra is brewed with no artificial colors or flavors. With just 95 calories and 2.6 carbs, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor. When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And again, want to thank Sarah Quiroz, or shall I say La Chancla, for joining us tonight. And talking about Brazos Valley Roller Derby again at Silvering's Ballroom. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But right now on the sports line, live from Horseshoe Junction. But Craig, you're going to have to go a long ways to match La Chancla.
I'm not even going to try. I don't think I can do that.
No, you can't. I'm telling you right now, you can't do it because that was awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Here in roller derby, being around here, I am a fan of roller derby. I've been watching it, a long time watching roller derby. It's an incredible sport. The ladies out there, they're tough ladies that do that.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, they can open up a can of you know what.
Yes, they can. And just going out there, I mean, it just you're out there just skating, and the physical abuse they take, it's something else. And it's highly entertaining to watch it, just like it is that, even though, you know, it's not quite as high impact as it used to be, it's still pretty entertaining.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great show. It's a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Now, you're going to have you some fun tonight, huh?
We are. Right now, we're setting a holding pattern right now with the rain falling. Our registration is going to start at 6 o'clock tonight. But they're just going to hold that back. They're going to let the rain dictate tonight. We may push it back, 10, 15, 20 minutes. But things are on schedule right now to go off at some point tonight for Buttecure. Once again, let the rain kind of subside the play. The grains are going to be real slow tonight. And the temperature is going to be dropping down really nice to play some putt-putt this evening. And again, all goes back for a great cause, which is the National MS Society, helping those families that need the help with MS. And they come out tonight, play a little putt-putt. You pay your caddies off and get you a better hole-in-one. Maybe you make your partner over there. Again, we've seen them handcuff your hand to your ankle and try to putt that way. It's interesting, to say the least, that you can do tonight for a Buttecure. Of course, they got a great some snacks out here they're bringing from Brenham Catering. Come out and enjoy that again. Everything is delayed at this point a little bit. So if you got a team signed up already, you still come out tonight and play putt-putt, just maybe a little bit later than we had scheduled this evening here at the Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park in Brenham. Again, Mike Rickmeyer, everybody's got everything set up. The family's here. They're ready to go. Looking for you tonight here. Play Buttecure MS with me, Craig Montana, and the friendly Gentry Cruiser.
Now, Craig, one thing before you go.
Yes.
Before you go. All right. Okay. You're going to have to win this thing.
I'm going
to
try.
Y'all are going to have to win this thing because the defending champs are not involved this year.
Is that correct?
Yes. The three-time champs in the last 5 years.
Okay.
But because of scheduling problems, and of course, I just got back from vacation this morning. So unfortunately, it didn't work out for us to defend our titles. So we are counting on you. We are counting on you to keep that trophy right here at the radio station.
You know what? We're going to do our best because I live for putt-putts. This is what I want to do every year. And so I'll give it my best shots.
Plus, you will not have us there to whoop you. So
yeah,
the road is clear.
I want to have you making me, handcuff my hand to my ankle to make me putt.
Somebody's got to do it.
It won't be you. That'd be a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're, the weather, as we said, it's kind of nasty right now, but looking at the radar, look like it's going to be clearing off here in a little bit. It'll probably rain a little later tonight, but it's a chance is going to clear off here in a little bit, and yeah. We're going to get some putt-putt and, of course, putt-cure.
That's it. And again, they're kind of in holding pattern. If you have a team already signed up, you're good to go. Get out here, you know, kind of stay dry and hang around. They're going to start a little bit later tonight, but everything is going to go off tonight for Putt to get here at Horseshoe Junction.
All right, looking forward to it. And if you go out there, you can meet Craig Montana.
That's it.
Wow, that's worth the price of admission.
Some would say that.
Can you see me rolling my eyes right now?
I can feel it. I can feel it.
Yeah. So who's the team? Who is the team?
Who is the team?
Your
That'll
team.
Be the KWHI team.
Well, yeah. Who's playing with you there?
That will be my good buddy from the morning show, Josh Blosky, with me tonight.
All right. There you go.
I hear he's a ringer. He grew up on a putt-putt course, so they better watch out tonight.
That's it. So, you know, and I believe they had themselves a I believe the Blosky condo was right next to the windmill.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard that. Yes. I think we're good.
All right. Well, you guys have a great time, and win or lose, it's all about the MS Society. So
you are correct on that.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Lumpy, and y'all go out there and pay for a lot of holes in one.
That's the plan.
All right. Craig Montana joining us from Horseshoe Junction, where they are getting ready for the Putt to Cure MS. Michael and his whole family and the staff and the people that support Michael's Putt to Cure MS and the MS-150 project that he's a big part of. They do a phenomenal job. And just go on out there. And even if you're not going to play, go on out there and throw him some money. Just give him a few bucks for the Multiple Sclerosis Society and maybe... Just maybe that'll help cure multiple sclerosis. This is the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to wrap it up right after this.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Coors Light? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 3. There it is. Coors Light brews with hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
Doc and the Boss, as we wrap things up for this special Tuesday night edition of the Brenham Sports Line. And Putt to Cure MS, delayed a little bit, but they're going to play. They're going to play putt-putt tonight. I'm telling you right now, the weather's going to clear up. And they're going to play Putt to Cure MS out at the Horseshoe Junction. And again, we want to thank Sarah, or shall I say La Chancla, for joining us tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, talking about Brazos Valley Roller Derby, going to be at Silver Rings Ballroom. Got some tickets to give away. Got a couple of 4-packs. We're going to give those away after the show. So the first two people that call 836-9937, I'll give you each 4-packs. Now don't call if you're not going to use these. We got 4-packs of these tickets, and it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be exciting, and it's a great time. If you've ever seen the modern-day roller derby on ESPN when they do it on the Ocho, It's a lot of fun, and it's going to be exciting. We can't wait for it. We're going to be out there Saturday night. Hopefully, y'all will be too. And we've got a couple of 4-packs to give away. First two callers at 836-9937. After the show's over, we'll get those tickets to the roller derby. And I want to thank Sarah and thank Lee Goyko, the director of marketing for Brazos Valley Roller Derby. Lee was instrumental. And next time roller derby is in town, they have promised that the ladies will be here in studio with us. So we are looking forward to that. And of course, as I said, don't forget now, Putt to Cure MS going on. We do want to remind everybody that if you hadn't heard, Little League All-Stars has been delayed a bit. They will be playing at about 6:45, so 6:15 pregame. Excuse me, 6:30 pregame. 6:45 first pitch, Washtenkanee Twin Cities, weather permitting, live from Schulenburg. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And again, want to thank Sarah Quiros for joining us from Brazos Valley Roller Derby. And we'll be back again next week. We'll be back on Monday night next week as our schedule starts to smooth out a little bit. Again, Little League All-Stars coming up at 6:30, Washtenkanee and Twin Cities 9-year-old baseball, live from Schulenburg with Doug Brown. So for Heidi Minush and his All-Star Band, and for Mookie the Rabid Badger from the Sports Talk Ed Poffin, we'll see you again next Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude.